Hello. Thank you so much for purchasing this Mystic Access audio tutorial. The Mystic Access team wants me to tell you how much they appreciate your business. Whoops, I almost forgot. I haven't introduced myself yet. Silly me. My name is Alexa. I am an Amazon Echo product. I am your friendly and may I say PowerPack virtual assistant. There's so much I can do to make your everyday life easier and more fun. I'm really looking forward to showing you all the wonderful things I can do to help you. Now on with the show. Please allow me to introduce your hostess, Kim.
Thank you, Alexa, for that introduction. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this Mystic Access Amazon Echo audio tutorial. As Alexa told you, I am your hostess, Kim, and I'm very delighted to be guiding you on this adventure. Before we jump in earnest, let me just tell you that you are listening to a former Amazon Echo skeptic. So I am now in echo.amazon.com, and I have signed into my account. I'm using NVDA with Firefox and Sarah Proc Catherine for this demo.
Amazon Alexa Mozilla Firefox.
If I go to the top of the page with Control plus Home.
Link Navigation Menu.
I hear Link Navigation Menu. This link is very, very important because it essentially takes you to the portal or the hub for doing all the things that you're going to do when navigating through your Alexa items. So in other words, this is the menu that's going to take you to settings, that's going to allow you to configure things, add music services, look at all your books, change alarm sounds, add alarms, etc. Now remember that a lot of this can also be done just using Alexa and your voice. So you don't have to do all of this in the app. If I scroll down from this navigation menu.
Heading level 3 home.
I have a heading and it says home. I really like headings and this site is very heading driven. So it's very easy to find things with H and Shift H if you are using a screen reader. So I'm on my home page. Or my home tab, and you're going to see that it's a tab because it's going to show you that as we scroll through the menu. Now please note that even though I'm using NVDA for this demonstration and showing you the various things available on the Alexa site, if you use JAWS or another screen reader, your results are going to be pretty similar. You're going to navigate in a very similar way, and you're going to be able to activate items and options in a very similar way as well.
Ask Alexa button.
And it
double
puts
tap
me back
to activate.
On Ask Alexa in the app.
Conversations button.
And I can tell that because if I flick left, I'm back on conversations. So let's flick right again.
Ask Alexa button. Now playing button. Double tap to activate.
This is now playing. So if you want to find out what's playing, you will find it right here.
USA Today video top highlights from week 12 action around the NFL plus 4 more videos.
Now, remember at the beginning that it said home was selected. So home in the app is behaving a little different here. I'm just going to keep looking right.
Try saying.
And we have try saying.
Alexa, what's my sports update?
So I'm just flicking right still.
Tap to explore more.
And I can tap to explore more.
Try saying.
Again, try saying. Flicking right.
Alexa, find the nearest grocery store.
Find the nearest grocery store.
Tap the Alexa icon below to ask questions, sports scores, jokes, and local information.
So it tells me what I can do with the Ask Alexa icon.
Alexa, start my day. Alexa can automatically start a series of actions, like reading the weather or the news.
This is talking about Alexa routines. So I've now unlocked my Fire tablet.
App switcher button. Settings. Amazon Alexa button. Home button.
And we have landed on a home button. I'm going to flick right.
Conversations button.
Again, like with Android, this next little tab is called Conversations.
Now playing button.
Then we have now playing.
Alexa devices button.
Alexa devices.
Back button.
And we have a back button. This is actually on my screen, no matter where I am on my tablet, though. So that has nothing to do with the app itself. Now notice what's missing here.
Alexa devices button. Now playing button.
Between now playing and Alexa devices, we have seen something about talking to Alexa. Well, the reason that's missing here is because on my tablet, she's built in. So on my Fire tablet, there's no need to have the talk to Alexa portion of the app here. Let me go to the top of the screen, see if I can find menu.
Menu. Don't miss out on Amazon's Cyber Monday sale. Your package with all new Echo Dot, 3rd Gen, smart speaker with Alexa, and one other item. It's not too late to grab some great deals. Cyber Monday, the hottest deals in every department.
It's telling me all kinds of things there. But if I flick right from here...
Menu button.
There it is. There's the menu.
Let's start with things having to do with time.
Alexa, what time is it?
It's 7:49 p.m.
Alexa, what time is it in Moscow, Russia?
The time in Moscow is 3:50 a.m. on Wednesday.
Alexa, what time is it in Berlin?
The time in Berlin is 1:52 a.m. on Wednesday.
Alexa, what time is it in Osaka?
The time in Osaka is 9:52 a.m. on Wednesday.
Alexa, what time is it in Honolulu?
The time in Honolulu, Hawaii is 2:53 p.m.
Alexa, what's the date?
It's Tuesday, November 27th.
Alexa, what's the time zone in Dodge City?
The time zone in Dodge City, Kansas is Central Standard Time. Dodge City, Kansas is 1 hour behind North Carolina.
Alexa, hello.
Hello,